Hello and welcome to episode one of the Mia Plesic Show. I'm your host, Mia, and I'm so excited to finally be bringing you this podcast series. This is something that I have wanted to do and told you that I am doing for quite some time. However, my own insecurities and some self-doubt have stopped me and avoided me from actually executing the idea and taking action. However, I have so much that I want to share and teach you guys that it would be selfish of me not to move forward with this podcast series. So here we are today. I'm currently in Bondi Beach in Sydney in one of the most beautiful apartments overlooking the beach itself. And I thought, what a perfect location to finally pull out my recording equipment and record my first episode for you. Now, I go away on these solo little trips a lot, all the time, and it's these little trips that really inspire me and give me a lot of insight and inspiration to move forward in my life in different ways, and I would love to be able to share that with you guys as well. So before we move forward, I just want to say that I'm not here calling myself an expert. I'm simply here sharing with you my journey so far, as I believe that I have a lot of knowledge and insight on business and the e-commerce world, and I have created for myself quite an amazing life, and I would love to be able to share my strategies with you guys through that. I'm a huge believer that if you're not growing, you are dying, so I don't ever want to be an expert. Because I'm a firm believer that if you're the loudest person in the room, you are in the wrong room. So on that note, in this episode today, I will be giving you guys a bit of an insight on who I am and what I do. But in terms of this podcast series, I really want my podcast to not only inspire you to move forward and create your best life, but to also help you take action through strategies that I have taught myself over the past few years on my journey to success and to living a prosperous and fulfilled life. Now, in this podcast, I will be doing solo episodes where I share with you guys lessons that I learn, different successes that I create, and of course failures as well, because I really want to be very raw with you guys. I want to show you all perspectives of my life, not just the ups, because let's be honest, we all have ups and downs, and I don't think enough people share the vulnerability and the downsides of life. So I'll be sharing a lot of that with you guys as well. So not only will I be doing solo episodes, but I will also be interviewing thought leaders from around the globe who have inspired me to become who I am today, and I envision them to inspire you as well. So I will be interviewing a lot of incredible people from business, and I hope that through that, not only will I learn, but you guys can learn alongside me, because there are some incredible people in this world who have done incredible things. And I think learning is probably one of the most incredible gifts that we can achieve. So through this podcast series, I hope that you guys take a lot, not only from what I have to say, but other people as well. Now, I personally listen to podcasts on a daily basis. I think they are an incredible way to learn, and I love listening to podcasts on my morning walk. However, I have found with a lot of the podcast channels that I listen to that the episodes are just far too long, and I never get through them all. So my mission with my podcast series is to keep my episodes quite short and sweet, no longer than say 20 to 30 minutes max. And the reason for that is I want you guys to be able to listen to the entire episode in one sitting, whether that be on your morning walks, whether that be on your commute to work. I really want you guys to not feel like you are getting lost in the episode if it's too long. So yes, I will be keeping these quite short and sweet so you guys get the most out of it. I think our attention spans can only be quite limited, especially when it comes to listening to a podcast, because we have to be quite focused and listen quite carefully in order to take in what it is that you're learning. So I will definitely be keeping these nice and short for you guys. And that way as well, I can bring out more content more regularly, because I'm not giving up too much content in one episode. So I grew up in a small coastal town called Ayres Inlet, which is southwest of Melbourne. I was very lucky and blessed to be brought up in such a beautiful little community along the Great Ocean Road. I was not much of an academic child at school. School I did not enjoy whatsoever. I always felt like quite an outsider. I always felt very different to the other kids, and I never really understood why. It wasn't until my early adulthood when I started to find myself and realize the type of person that I am. And as a businesswoman, a very, very ambitious and driven individual, I've realized that the type of person that I am is quite a rare breed, which is why I didn't always get along with people at school and why I always felt so different. Now, I definitely finished year 12, and it wasn't until I was about 22 when I started my first company did I realize the direction that I wanted to take in my life. And I've always been very entrepreneurial. I've always been very business minded from a very, very young age. And as I look back now as a child, I remember, you know, the things that I used to do. I used to go to the op shop and buy things and upsell them. I used to make concrete pots and sell them at the local market. I was making jewelry and selling it at the local market when I was, you know, 8-10 years old. And that's something that I've always loved. I've always been a very creative person, and I loved that I was able to make money from my creativity. And I truly believe that entrepreneurship and business is something that you are born with, although you probably can learn it and be taught business. I do think that you need to have that embedded in your DNA, not necessarily the knowledge, but the drive and the self-belief to execute your visions and your dreams. And I don't think near enough people actually do that. A lot of people talk, but not many people walk the talk. So that's something that I take pride in myself personally. When I have an idea that I think will be big, I take action and I execute that. No matter how big the dream or the vision is, I believe that I can honestly achieve anything. And that's not an arrogant statement. It's just something that I've embedded into my brain over the years, and definitely the reason why I am where I am today. So I hope that through this podcast series as well, that my confidence in business is somewhat projected onto you guys, and you can take that along your journey as well, and hopefully help you if you are in business, or if you are simply just trying to find your purpose and your direction in life. That doesn't necessarily mean through business. We don't have to own businesses to be successful, but finding your purpose and your passions is something incredibly rare. I don't think many people in their lifetime find what they're truly passionate and what they truly believe that their mission in life is. So if we can find that from an early stage in our life, we'll definitely live on to a very prosperous and fulfilled life for ourselves. So I started my first company at 22. It was a teeth whitening company called Pearly Whites Australia. Now, you may have heard of this company. It did go on to be one of Australia's biggest in-home teeth whitening companies. And the reason for that is not only was it really well marketed and a great product, but I was one of the first to launch a teeth whitening company in Australia. So that's always going to give you an added advantage and a bit of a head start. So that's definitely a tip that I would take away from this, is if you can try and be a leader, not a follower, and be quite innovative in your ideas. And you don't necessarily have to innovate a product and be, you know, the first to bring out a product to the market. I think validation is important, and if someone else has done it, there's definitely no reason why you can't as well. However, if the market is saturated and flooded with a product like teeth whitening is now in Australia, you know, it would be very silly to move forward with that business idea knowing that it is completely flooded in the marketplace and so many companies are currently selling that product. So you need to be one of the first. You don't have to be the first, but it definitely helps if you are. So in saying that, I had that company for a couple of years. It grew to be a multi-million dollar company, and although I didn't really know what I was doing, I was simply winging it every step of the way, and I was learning the whole process as I was going. Never was I an expert in e-commerce and running an online business, but I simply just took it day by day and step by step, and I learnt as I went along. Now that company, sadly, I lost my equity in that company. I very stupidly got an investor on board who was a very untrustworthy human being and really ripped me off. That's a story that I share in my upcoming book, and we'll keep that negativity away from this podcast. But I did lose that company and lose everything that I had from this person. However, moving forward now and being in a position that I am in at the moment, I can hand on heart be very thankful and grateful for that experience and that person for putting me through what I went through, because it has truly made me very resilient, a very strong and a very confident woman in business, and it would be very hard to screw me over in business again because of the knowledge that I was able to learn in that horrible time. And it is also a very good story to tell. So I think with most businesses, you know, you go through your ups and downs, and I believe that most successful, really successful people in this world have lost a company or learnt some seriously expensive lessons in their time, and they would agree with me when I say that those lessons are important to learn, because they are what make us who we are today, and they are what make us stronger and more powerful in business. So yes, I'm very grateful for going through what I went through, and I was able to move forward, pick myself up, brush myself on, and be bigger and better than ever. And that's a testament to myself, if I can say. Not many people fail and get back up, and that is what a true entrepreneur does. And I hope that my story and my book inspire you to realize that even through the hardest of times and the most challenging challenges that we are faced in life, we can move forward, we can pick ourselves up, and we can continue to be better and greater. And that a setback and a failure doesn't define who we are. It doesn't define the type of person or business owner that we can become. It's simply just a challenge that we are faced to overcome and become better. So yes, that was what I went through at 22. I'm now 26 and I have successfully founded 6 companies, and I continue to bring innovative ideas to the market. I have a huge passion for e-commerce. I have worked or owned service-based companies before. However, I've very much learned over the last couple of years that tangible e-commerce products are my passion. I love finding products that are quite new innovations that will solve a problem in our marketplace. I usually import them offshore from overseas, rebrand them as my own. So generally they're white label products, and I then sell them through social media. It's a very easy system. I'm not a very smart person, I don't believe. I'm not book smart whatsoever, but I am creative, and I do have the ability to visually see an end result of something that hasn't yet been executed. I do have the ability to see what a certain demographic want in the market when it comes to a product, and how to create a product that is very trendy. So that is what I do, that is what I do well, and that is what I will continue to do in my business life. Alongside this, I have also done quite a lot of business consulting and assisting fellow entrepreneurs who are starting up their first business or currently in a business that isn't going the way that they wish it was. I do a lot of business consulting, lots of public speaking, and sharing my knowledge on a live audience, to a live audience rather, through my mentor program, which is a company called BeHub, which I will leave all the links below in this podcast description. So if you're interested in checking that out, or you'd like to work with me one-on-one, you are more than welcome to. But this podcast is not a platform where I want to plug myself. I'm just letting you guys know that that is a service that I do offer. So that, my friends, is a little bit about myself. I'll definitely share more as I get through these podcast episodes. I don't want to drown you in too much information so soon, but I obviously share most of my life on social media, so you are more than welcome to follow me on those platforms. I will leave the links below as well. So on that note, thank you so much for listening to this first episode. There wasn't a lot of lessons, more just insight and a bit of an introduction into this podcast series that I will be bringing to you. But I'm really excited to start teaching and sharing my insights with you guys in my next episode. And until then, have an amazing day, and I will speak to you soon.